Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like the full season of FX's epic limited series Shogun. Oh, I love that one. FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss. And don't miss the all-new crime series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events and starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, I have to remind you, wherever you're listening to this podcast, to make sure that you rate it. But rate it 5 stars. If you're going to rate it 4 stars, you know what? Don't even bother. 5 stars, please. Also, subscribe. That matters. Subscribe and rate, but rate high. What's the first thing you ate when you got out of prison?
Shrimp from Costco.
Shrimp from Costco. Eddie buys seafood from Costco all the time.
Oh, salmon all the time. They got great salmon there, Billy.
They have great salmon.
Posh Show. Posh Show. Posh Show for Show. Hey, y'all, it's me, Daniel Tosh, and welcome to Tosh Show. Hope everyone's buckled up, because today's going to be one heck of a ride. Sorry for the language. How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing pretty good. You sound a little different, though, today.
Huh. You think I sound different? Well, I mean, we're recording a little earlier. Maybe it's just my morning groggy voice. I'm sure it'll work its way through. What'd you do this weekend, Eddie?
Yeah, I just hung out of the house. Had some friends over.
You had friends over? I didn't come over. That was fucking bullshit, man. You had friends over. Like, they're like, whole crew of people I don't know about. All right. You know what I did? On Friday, I went to my son's preschool, and I passed out 21. That's how many people are in his class. 21 index cards where I wrote a clean, funny joke that a 4-year-old would laugh at. And I gave them to the kids and I told them they needed to practice their joke over the weekend. And then on Monday, I went in, I had built a stage, a little backdrop, and made them a little comedy club at their preschool. And I was going to teach them how to do stand-up. And they were so excited. And I got a microphone and everything like that. Got a little stool. Put a little kid's water bottle on the stage. And, you know, I had them say funny things too, like, I'll be here all week. Try the chicken fingers. Yeah. They just like to hear their voice amplified. But here's the thing. Every one of those kids memorized their joke. They took it seriously. Like their parents told me, they're like, oh, our kid was working on his joke all weekend. And I was like, oh, that's great. And I was just, you know, showing them that every kid hears all the time that they can be a doctor or, a firefighter. But, you know, they might not be brave or they might be dumb as shit. So you need to know that there's another option. And that's why I introduced them to comedy. It was fun, everybody. My son did well. Let's play his joke.
Why did the girlfriend stick a butter out the window?
Why?
Because she wanted to see a butterfly. Thank you, that's my time.
It just holds up. By the way, I didn't charge these kids for my expertise.
Yeah.
No, but there are these comedy classes. And you know, if anybody ever talks to me about stand-up, they're like, what do you think of these comedy classes? I think they're ridiculous. I don't think anybody should pay money to learn how to do stand-up, because to me, that was actually the fun part, was trying to figure out, how do I do this? I'll tell you, here's a story some people might not know. The first time I did stand-up, it was not in a comedy venue, meaning it wasn't even a comedy night. I just looked in the paper in Orlando, and I saw open mic, and because I was thinking everything open mic means stand-up, I'm going to go to this. And I went there. It was like a little jazz club, and they were just having musicians go up and perform all night. And I was like, oh no, I made a huge mistake. So I was like, I don't think I had already signed my name on the paper. And then I went over to the guy and I said, hey, I messed up. I thought this was like comedy. He's like, well, what are you going to tell jokes? And I was like, yeah, I was just going to go up and tell. He's like, yeah, that'd be great. Just do it. And I'm like, oh, okay. So there's this night of bad music, and then they stop to have me go up for a few minutes and do horrible comedy. Anyway, so the point is, I never took a comedy class, and it's we can tell. But you just learn. You just figure it out. So, like, yeah, I did comedy in the wrong venue, and then I was like, oh, I should look for places that are doing comedy, and that's the open mics I should go to.
It worked out for you.
Yeah, it worked out. And by the way, if you're somebody that's like, oh, I signed up for a comedy school, and it helped me, then all right, fine. But I just don't think it's a necessary step in learning how to become a comedian. And I do say this to everyone. If you wanted to get into stand-up comedy, it's you'll get better. It's not like, oh my goodness, only the funny people do well in stand-up. I know tons of very successful comedians that aren't funny. And opposite, I know tons of very funny people that are very poor stand-up comics. All right. Eddie, you got any videos for us today?
I do have a video.
You do?
Yeah, let's for people just listening, check out our YouTube channel for the link.
What the fuck was that? I hope we got paid for that, Eddie. All right, let's see what we got here. You know, this should be next year's Super Bowl halftime show. Is this Hamilton?
No, I think this is the Fire Festival.
I see what you did. I see what you brought me back. The Fire Festival. You remember that? Huh? More like Liar Festival. Am I right? That guy conned everybody. Oh, man. Well, you're in luck. Today's guest has been in prison for the past 4 years for producing the worst concert ever. Enjoy. Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun. Oh, I love that one. Set in feudal Japan, Shogun tells the story of one warrior in the fight of his life as a mysterious European ship arrives in Japan. Catch FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss. The Veil is a globe-trotting game of truth and lies between two women with thousands of lives hanging in the balance. And crime fans, don't miss the all-new series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
When your child fights sleep, it can feel like a battle you'll never win. Imagine a bedtime routine you all look forward to, where you cuddle in and let the stress of the day melt away. Welcome to Sleep Tight Stories, a calming weekly podcast that brings bedtime stories, cuddles, and comfort to families worldwide. The stories are quirky, relatable, and spark wonder without overstimulation, so listeners can fall asleep and stay asleep. Each episode is narrated by me, Cheryl McLeod, a second grade teacher, and written by my husband, Clark, an eternal second grader at heart. Tune in tonight and bond over a story before drifting off to sleep. Make bedtime the sweetest part of your day. Sleep Tight Stories. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My guest today is the co-creator of the greatest music festival. He was the star of two very popular documentaries, and he was sued for $100 million for spending millions of your parents' money. Our first convicted felon, Woo! Please welcome Billy McFarland.
Thank you, Daniel.
Now, let's get right to it. This is the first question I asked all my guests. How was jail?
Really terrible. I did 10 months in solitary confinement. Seven for trying to do a podcast from the payphone. So it feels wild to be in Los Angeles with you doing a podcast and not in solitary.
So wait, hold. You were put in solitary for trying to do a podcast?
For 7 months.
Now, isn't the goal in jail to get your own space?
So
on some level?
They outsmarted me there. There was a guy who got into a shootout with the police and he lost his colon. He was named Bags because he didn't have a bag.
Uh-huh.
So they made him my cellmate in solitary confinement. So every 30 minutes, the toilet was probably a foot and a half from my bed. Mm-hmm. It had to be used. So yeah, they found a way to make it worse.
How'd the podcast do coming out of prison? Just out of curiosity, you get a lot of subs?
An hour after the trailer came out, they just like some beefy guard came to my cell. I was like, McFarland, get your ass over here. And that was the end of it. Didn't go much further than that.
You're a large man, right?
Decently large.
Did you like do anything to yourself to make your image look a little tougher when you were in the clink?
No, my glasses were like really crooked because you couldn't really change them out. So I looked like a super nerd. Everybody thought I was a pedophile until they asked me for a name.
Why? Just because you had glasses on? That's the look of a pedophile?
A white guy. I don't know about you, but a white guy in jail with no tattoos and all of his teeth, usually you're a pedophile.
Shit. There's the tell. All right, let's talk. Yeah. How long were you in jail?
4 years.
Four exactly?
Yeah, like plus or minus a month.
Well, wouldn't you know?
4 years and a month and a half, but who's counting?
Was it? Yeah. Was it 4 years, a month and a half?
Yes.
I mean, that's a long fucking time.
That's a long time. I lost half my 20s. Deservedly so, but yeah. So I'm trying to catch up.
Oh, look at you. So you feel like you deserved it.
Absolutely deserved it. Totally messed up.
Now, I don't know enough about the situation to think that you completely deserved it. Because in my head, you were seeking people to invest. Tell me where I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. Seeking people to invest. And like all investments, sometimes they work out and sometimes they don't.
So where I went wrong was I told investors we were doing far better than we actually were. So I lied to the investors, but what people don't know is even if the event worked, I still would have gone to jail. Like the event we actually tried. So the scam wasn't the event. The scam was me lying to the investors.
So even if it would have gone off completely without a hitch.
I'm still with Bags and solitary.
Are you, even if it was profitable? Even if it was profitable.
Yeah. Like if I tell you, hey, Daniel, you know, I have $10 million in my bank account, give me $1,000. And even if I return to you $2,000, I still lied. I don't have $10 million in my account after last night. So,
what do you say to people that call you a con? I mean, that's not what you set out to do.
I've been called so many things, and like that's the only thing I don't like.
That's the only thing you don't like.
That's the only thing I don't like. Everything else is like, yeah, I fucked up in so many ways, but.
But you weren't deliberately trying to con
people? It wasn't like this great con. I don't want to get over on people. I think I'm obsessed with trying to give people a good time and bring them together. And I'm childish and naive and do a lot of stupid things to try to make it happen. But the intention is good, but it doesn't make the crime okay.
Did you have to get authorization to leave the state of New York to travel here today? And am I responsible for you?
Yes to all the above. Had permission. Daniel Tosh's name always secures the deal there. And yes, you're responsible for all my behavior. So
total hypothetical. I give you $10 million today. Yeah. Mm-hmm. all through legal means, how long before you could double it?
How long before I can double it? Oh, God, I'd probably blow it in like 3 weeks.
Oh, all right. That's not what I wanted to
hear. At least I'm honest
this time. That's not what I wanted to hear.
If you give it to me, I'm not going to jail.
No. What do your parents do?
They live in New Jersey, so very like regular family. They do real estate.
You grew up in New Jersey. Do you feel that had something to do with the fact that you ended up in prison?
I think I had to prove that all New Jersey people weren't terrible, but I think I proved it to be true. Mm.
Nurture versus nature. Yeah,
exactly. couldn't escape.
Yeah, I mean, it's not your fault.
It's not my fault.
You're born in New Jersey. You're going to end up
in jail.
You're
born in the armpit. You're gonna end up someplace gross. Like,
was it prison? Was it minimum security? What's going on?
Started at minimum security. Got in trouble twice. I flew on Con Air 3 times where they shackle you in an airplane.
Uh-huh.
So that was kind of wild.
What was it? Just an airplane full of criminals?
Full of criminals.
That's awesome.
Shackled by the ankles, your hands shackled here. And then they put me on a bus for 17 hours from Oklahoma to Detroit, Michigan, shackled. So you couldn't pee for 17 hours. That was kind of brutal.
And you didn't pee?
No, you're literally shackled.
They don't care if you pee yourself?
I guess not.
How did you survive that?
That was kind of brutal, right?
It sounds. Yeah. I mean, it's worse than a nightmare.
I fell asleep on the shoulder of the guy next to me, uh-huh. And I woke up and said, "Hey, what did you do?" He goes, "I made bombs." I'm like, "Oh, maybe I'm not going to sleep on your shoulder anymore."
Did you meet anybody in prison that was convicted of murder?
I did meet some murderers, yes.
How is your relationship with Jaw today?
Non-existent.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How did he get off completely? What was the ramifications of his role?
I don't think anything.
That's weird. That might be the first time in history that a white-collared guy goes to prison and then the black rapper, free as a bird.
You see, he was a little smarter. He'd gone to jail before, so he knew the inner workings of how the system went down after that.
All right, should we get into the fire? Let me just get into the festival. You were 23 when you organized the Fyre Festival. Who in the fuck gives a 23-year-old that kind of money?
I think this is the most embarrassing part of the story. Most of the investors had backed me for 4 or 5 years, so they had seen me go through little wins and little losses along the way. And I violated their trust when I said, "Hey, this one's going to be the biggest." Like, yes, I was right, but I was wrong about how big it was going to be. So,
I mean, I just feel like they're the ones that are at fault. To cut a check to a 23-year-old is just grossly negligent on their part.
So you're not going to give me the $10 million?
No, you're not 23 anymore. Now you're. How old are you?
32.
32.
Yeah.
All right. Just background for me. Don't enjoy going to see live music. A festival seems like a nightmare to me. The best festival in the world versus what you tried to put on, to me, doesn't seem that different.
Yep.
You're shitting outside. Accommodations are garbage.
I've only got to one music festival in my entire life.
Which one?
That's a red flag. I went to Coachella one time.
Did you enjoy it?
No, it sucked.
It's hot, but the women, they dress so provocatively.
I went to like meet this girl and didn't work out, so I had a bad time, and that was my only music festival ever. And from that, I thought I could do Fyre. Makes a lot of sense. Did you see the press? They're not selling any tickets this year.
At Coachella?
Yeah, it was all over the news.
And don't care.
No one's buying it. Yeah, I know.
Like, I've done Bonnaroo.
Really?
Did not. It's awful.
Will you perform at Fyre too?
No, but I'll let you say that I'm going to be there.
Oh, that's so sad.
Can't you do that thing where you used to like line up subject to change?
And you
promote me, but I don't show up.
First headliner announced, Daniel Tosh.
Oh, I don't know that I would sell. I think I would move the needle for you at the festival.
You know what I saw yesterday? Your special saying that no one ever is sad in a Wave Runner.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't relate more, so I feel like you have to do that at the Fyre Festival.
You are going to do a second?
We are.
We are. Oh, Jesus. Why not start smaller and not go swing for the fences here?
I just want to create an incredible experience, but I also want to pay everybody back what I owe.
How much do you owe?
It's like between 26 and 28 million. It kind of changes by the hour.
So you do still have to pay this back?
Yeah, every month I literally have to give a check back to the investors, and then they get a percentage of all the business revenue too. So, Fyre 2 makes $100, like a percentage of that goes back to them.
Is there any way that you could be free and clear in one big festival?
It'll probably take like 3 or 4 festivals to pay it back.
Okay.
I have partners who own significant pieces of it. So yeah.
Did you ever in your wildest dreams think you'd be in the hole $26 million?
I think it's just past the point of being tangible, right? It's just so much. So it's at least for me.
Maybe yeah, I always think I always hypothetically, if I'm playing with a deck of cards. Do you gamble?
Not really.
I like, well, like pretend.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, I'm going to put $2 million on this hand. Yeah. And then I lose. And then I'm like, well, I'll put
let's
four.
Play.
I'll put 4 million. Because
if I lose, it just becomes $30 million. If you lose, then we're good.
Well, I'm just no, wondering if you're like, you could just double down.
You have to give me the 28 to try to play with.
No. If I gave you $20 million, you would put it down on a hand?
No, never. I wouldn't let you give it to me. I don't want to go to jail.
Cut you a check. Well, you don't go to jail. If I cut you a check for $25 million and you find a casino that takes your action, one hand a blackjack to become even.
I would like not be able to sleep if I lost you, if I fucked you over.
Well, let's say you win.
I don't
want
to fuck anybody over.
Let's say you win.
Yeah.
You pay back your debt. You're at zero now.
Yeah.
What do you do with your career?
I'm still doing Fire 2. I just have to do it and have to show people like what the dream was.
I mean, whose dream are we talking about?
I rented an airstrip in New York like 2 months ago and did a concert on the airstrip and took people up in a plane that probably shouldn't be allowed to fly for zero gravity flights. And that worked really well. So I convinced myself that we can just go bigger now.
I mean, just you're so ambitious and it hasn't dropped off. Yeah. I mean, are you slowing down as you're aging? Do you feel like, okay, now I've got a better perspective on things?
I went to jail, like totally broke, lost 85% of my friends, and I'm just like so scared of being that powerless again. It just fucking freaks me out. So,
85% of your friends.
Yep.
I don't even know what that means. If I lost 85% of my friends, is that I lost two friends?
I mean, I probably had 10 and now I had 1.5 after. So,
yeah, that's
a lot of it.
All you need is two friends.
Oh, yeah.
Seems
pretty much.
How upset were your parents?
Super upset. Yeah, that's the hardest part. Just family just gets unfair punishment.
Yeah, that's a tough one. But they still supported you or no?
I mean, it's tough. They're embarrassed, right? It's like your son is a total fuck up, so it's hard.
I mean, part of me would be like, yeah, it was pretty ballsy, kid.
Big swing.
Yeah, big swing.
I gave him those balls, honey.
Yeah.
Didn't happen.
At what point were you like, I can't stop this, and you just had to wait for the wheels to fall off?
I was at the festival. The first 1,000 people had arrived, and my like number two at the company came up and said 3 people had died. It was not true at all. No one was hurt. And he had told me these elaborate stories about one got bit by a pig and bled out, 2 got shot, and like none of this was even remotely true. And at that point, I'm like, okay, let's turn these planes around and get everybody home.
Why did someone tell you in the first place that 3 festival goers died?
They probably thought that was the only way to get me to stop it. So they're like, let's scare Billy and tell him that.
They were like, listen, this is bad.
Yeah, he just isn't listening. But
somehow you conned all the world's hottest models to promote this thing. And that made me laugh. Because
it's not funny, Daniel.
That couldn't have been hard.
Oh my God.
But do you think they'll be back?
So prior to messing up the big one, we did like 20 mini fire festival trips that went really well.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's what created all this like marketing hype. So I want to get back to what I'm good at and just like get help to do it right. But yeah, I have no idea who's going to be there, but people are going to have fun.
You're like Pete Davidson.
Is that good or bad?
Well, I just good in that just, like you somehow.
I don't think my dick's that big though. So.
Oh, I bet. Wouldn't it be great if his penis wasn't that big?
Yeah.
And you're just like, this guy's just sweet. Did you have who's your favorite model that you got to promote?
This is a dangerous question.
Are you in a relationship?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Somebody fell in love with you while you're behind bars?
Right before.
Oh, and you made them wait for you?
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up. Right?
That's messed up.
Yeah. That's wrong, I think.
No, okay, but so you're in a serious relationship. That doesn't matter. In a relationship, you can still have a conversation. Yeah. Who do you think is the prettiest model out of a list of models that I just read off?
I think Bella was the most fun. She just did the most like cool activities.
That wouldn't be my pick.
Who do you like?
Radzikowski.
Oh.
I think she's really pretty. It'd be funny too to get some of these models, the same models that now
they're old.
They've lived life.
Yeah.
Fire Festival too. They got their kids with them. Like, getting yelled at.
That would be a funny video.
Their kids are pulling at their legs. You're like, oh, mom, put something on.
Oh my God.
Put a wrap on at least. By the way, I'm just guessing that you watched the documentaries.
I have not.
You honestly have not watched
either. I swear,
either.
No. I can't do it.
I watched one of them.
Okay. I'm sorry for you.
No, it was enjoyable.
It was enjoyable. Wow.
I mean, I watched.
I've heard a lot of things.
Which one did I like? Which one did I watch, Eddie?
The one on Netflix that has the guy in it.
Netflix. I watched the one on Netflix. The guy that said he had to blow the guy at customs, which I don't know if he actually did or didn't, but I found him delightful.
So do you know how I found out about that story ever happening?
Uh-huh.
A prison guard comes up to me and goes, hey, you can tell me. did you force some guy to blow someone for official government officer to release water at customs? Like, wait, what? Like, I never heard about this ever happening until the police officer tried to question me.
I can't believe you didn't watch. You think you'll never watch one of those documentaries?
No.
How in the world? I don't believe you.
I would just get so mad. And
of course you'll get mad, but why wouldn't you watch it?
Because it would take away from the real point, right? I fucked up, and just because like someone said it did something that may or not be true, like it just, I'm not mature enough to handle it.
Yeah, but I don't think you're mature enough not to watch it.
I am.
That's crazy to me.
I'm just scared. They all watched it in jail one day, and I went outside all alone, and the rest of the jail, they snuck on a USB drive, and they watched it on the TV, and I'm outside alone like.
Which one did they bring in? The Netflix one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the better one.
Yeah.
Were you in jail when that came out?
I was.
Did they try to reach out to you, like, for some, any reporters or anything like that?
A little bit. It was kind of a shit show, but it was
bad. Where were you? In Ohio?
That one I was in New York, and then I went to Ohio, and then right outside Detroit, Michigan.
What's the best state to be in prison in?
I felt like the Detroit one the most, because they're probably the most, like, gangbangers there, so they were more concerned about them and left me alone.
That's good. See, Detroit, another win.
Real problems to worry about. We'll let Billy do nothing in his cell.
Where was the food worse, prison or the fire festival?
Ooh, so probably the fire festival. In jail, I had a great Mexican cellmate. He didn't really speak a lot of English, but he cooked me quesadillas with a clothes iron every day. So he like stole a clothes iron from the laundry room and would grill quesadillas in our cell. And they're pretty good.
Unbelievable. Yeah,
that's living large.
Good gig. Was there any entertainment? Do you like put on any shows for your
people fighting, people getting high and like collapsing? That was kind of the daily entertainment.
Did you fight ever?
Not really, no.
Oh, that's
I would
good.
Watch.
Did you have to cheer? Did you have to cheer for the white people?
Sometimes, yeah. That's kind of the problem. I would cheer for the wrong guy and they would get mad.
Yeah. Everything about jail stresses me out.
It's terrible.
Did you do a lot of crying in prison?
A little bit.
I would cry all the time.
The toughest guy there would cry a lot, so that made me feel like it was okay.
Is that what you needed?
Yeah.
You needed validation?
Yeah, for sure. When the guy who's killed more people than we've talked to is there crying every night, I think it's okay to cry.
Well, he's got stuff to cry about. Got demons in his ears.
He had a video. He chopped a guy's head off with a machete and he played soccer with his head. And you're allowed to have your like legal material, so he would show people the video to scare them.
I thought you were in a minimum security prison.
This is in the Brooklyn Detention Center. So there was all.
Oh my God.
So, yeah.
What's the first thing he ate when he got out of prison?
Shrimp from Costco.
Oh, man. Shrimp from Costco. Eddie buys seafood from Costco all the time.
Oh, salmon all the time. They got great salmon there, Billy.
They have great salmon.
Big slabs of salmon. And then he gets the kit for the Caesar. And I'm just like, oh, God, we're all going to shit ourselves.
My family gave me a Timberland wallet with $200 and 20s in it and said, you're good to go. So... couldn't really get that far.
Oh, when you got out of prison.
Yeah, I got out. So hence the Costco shrimp. I really wanted
shrimp. Do they give you the bag of like the of the stuff that you had on your persons when you walked in?
Yeah.
They do?
Oh, no. Okay. No, they give you the bag of what you had in jail. So a couple of like sweatpants and notebooks.
What misconceptions do people have about jail that you're like, no, that's not the way it is?
I think like as a kid, you're taught that there are good people and bad people. I think it's like not true. There's probably like 2% of the population who are actually psychopaths, and everybody else is just somewhere on that spectrum of doing something stupid in their life. And I think most people were like good people who just didn't have opportunity in life, and like they sold drugs and got 15 years for it. Now they're stuck, right? But it's hard to blame some of them.
No, I mean,
how desperate you are, how bad your circumstances are, often lead to going to jail. But most people in there are actually not bad, and that was a huge eye opener.
My normal first question that I ask everyone: do you believe in ghosts?
No. Do you?
No. Top five favorite Billies.
Wave Runner Billy, number one. Pretending like I know how to fly and scare people in the back of the plane, number two.
No. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Famous people named Billy.
Billy the Kid.
Billy the Kid.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, a criminal. Great.
Yeah. Wild Bill. This is great, right? Who else is there?
Billy Corgan.
Billy Gates.
Billy Gates. Billy Shatner, if you know him well.
Don't, but there you go. That's cool. That's a good list.
Billy Madison.
Nice.
Billy on the Street.
I don't know him.
Eichner.
Okay. I don't know.
He goes on New York and he asks, it doesn't matter.
Billy on the Street.
He's funny.
Sounds like where I'm going to end up pretty soon.
Where are you living currently?
I'm living in New York. We're back.
You got your own place?
Yeah.
You living with your girlfriend?
No, some nights she's there, but she has her own place too.
Oh, a little safety house.
The safety For me, mostly.
In case things go wrong.
In case things go bad.
How long did you wait from when you were released to make love to your girlfriend? How long of a wait was that?
You're going to get me in trouble.
Why would you get in trouble?
I was in the halfway house.
Oh, you're not supposed to make love in the halfway house?
No, but we made it work.
Okay.
Made it work in jail, too, a couple times.
Oh, did you? You got conjugal visits?
No, but made it work a couple times. Not supposed to talk about that either.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, that was fun.
Did she do that thing where she mashed her boob up against the glass?
No, it was for real.
Oh. Your gift seems to be raising money. So why don't you just focus on that and, like, just raise money for charities? That would really do a good PR 360.
That's not a bad idea. Thank you, Daniel. Let's start one together.
A charity?
Yeah.
With you.
I'll do the fundraising and you do everything else.
No, I'm not doing it. Hey, I always give people a gift that's on my show, something from my house. Uh-oh. I thought I would just give you a blank check.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good idea, Daniel.
You don't think you should have my information?
No, maybe, nah.
You guys are giving me way too much credit.
All right, fine. I won't give him the blank check.
Damn.
I'm going to give you a used Ferrari.
No okay? way.
But it's my son's.
I don't want to screw your son over.
Nope. We're screwing you over. You thought you were getting a real Ferrari, but we're giving you a used toy Ferrari.
This is so cool.
Guess what?
Thank you.
Guess what?
Yeah.
Batteries are dead.
No problem.
So you're on your own.
I've worked so hard for one of these.
Hold on, I got another gift for you. I don't know what you'll do with it, but if you go to prison again, I want you to bring it.
A shank?
No.
Damn.
This is a photo of me and my wife on a roller coaster at Dollywood.
Wow.
Now, the reason I want you to have that photo... Mm-hmm. is because that's more fun than any music festival. You go to Dollywood, they've got shows, they've got roller coasters. Oh, it's just the time of your life.
Daniel.
Yeah.
Can we get on the phone with my probation officer?
Put this on the floor. I don't want this on the floor.
Get permission to go to the island right now, and then you can reassess this judgment you're making.
You're telling me that your island's going to be better than Thunderhead? The roller coaster at Dollywood. All right, put that on the floor.
Can I keep this one?
Yeah, you keep. That's yours. I want you to put that in your cell.
No, I can show people I actually have friends.
All right, have you ever been to Dollywood?
No.
It's delightful.
Want to go?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
I'll definitely go back to Dollywood again. Will I go with you? No, I gotta lug my whole family. It's a nightmare.
So you can't introduce me to your family?
I'll introduce you to my family. I don't give a shit. I'm not going to let you watch my kids.
Really?
No, I mean, if I need to go to the bathroom, you can watch them.
Oh, my God.
I don't like bringing them in. It's always weird.
I wish I was like 10%.
I'm always like, stand next to me. Don't touch anything. Stand next to me. Don't touch anything. And the next thing I look over and my son's like trying to like just like I'm lean against. Ugh. Anyway, you going to have kids someday?
Yeah, I think so. Probably not yet.
You going to scrub the internet first?
No.
How much money do you have in your, net worth? What's your current net worth?
So what I owe between 26 and 28 million. So, you know, negative in that range.
No, but they don't allow you to keep any money?
I can keep money, but I pay a percentage whatever I earn to it. Yeah.
So are you making money yet?
A little bit.
Your zero gravity bullshit? Yeah, how did
that go? A
couple
dollars.
That worked?
It was fun. No one died.
I mean, is that always the bar?
Yeah, as long as nobody dies. As long as no one gets scammed and no one dies, then we won, baby.
Are you, read your Wikipedia page?
Never.
Okay.
It's pretty bad.
Sorry to bring it up.
It's pretty bad.
I'll tell you what line one is.
Yeah, con man, right?
And it's got the word con in it.
We were negotiating a deal yesterday, and one of their counterpoints was, you think we're just going to give this much money to someone whose Wikipedia page says con man? And they used that to try to get some some percentage off on the deal. So
did it work?
Yeah, it worked. I felt bad. I'm like, all right, you guys win.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hard argument.
It's a hard argument. Like, you're right. Like,
wow. We'll give you a 0.5 off.
Tell me how you really feel.
Has anyone physically threatened you that you owe money to?
They're smart enough to veil the threats pretty well. So they come off as polite.
Uh-huh.
Hope you're doing great coming back. Where's my fucking money?
But you feel the threats?
A little bit. It's not too crazy, though. It hasn't gotten to the point where it's bad.
Do you sleep well?
Sometimes. Not last night.
Oh, no?
No, it's bad.
Why was last night bad?
This is a dangerous city for me.
This is a dangerous city for you?
Should go back home. People seem to overlook your flaws a little bit too fast here. So it's like, maybe I shouldn't be this accepted. I should go back.
Now, are you allowed to vote anymore?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think no, but there's like... They try to pass new laws. So you
they
get
are
it
trying
back.
To pass new laws, but this is an election year, so you probably won't be able to vote this year. But if you had a vote, where would your vote go?
I wouldn't know what to do.
You wouldn't know who to vote?
No. I'm really conflicted. Like, Trump gave me a year off jail, so that was cool.
He did?
Not personally. He, like, passed a law that gave nonviolent first-time offenders a year off. So that's pretty cool. But
So you got a year knocked off because of Trump. Yep. Well, that's worth a vote.
Yeah.
I mean, if you told me you were going to vote for Trump because he got you out of jail a year early, I'd be like, well, I can't fault that guy.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to say no to that.
Biden, step up.
Yeah, seriously.
What could you do for him?
$26 million, baby. I'm just kidding.
Would you allow Ja Rule to perform at Fire Festival 2?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going younger this time around.
Well, sure. But I mean, that'd still be a kind of a neat nod to lessons learned. No?
Perhaps.
How are you actually going to get musicians to show up to this festival? Aren't they going to be like so skeptical?
Well, that's why I'm here, to get the first one. It's like, once you come, everybody else will follow you.
Who do you want? Who's a dream get?
I want Kanye. Kanye, let's do Fire 2.
Oh, God. I mean, that is perfect.
It's perfect.
It's absolutely.
Is there anybody better?
No. Get Kanye. There's no reason he shouldn't do this.
It just fits so nicely. What could go wrong?
Have you ever thought about booking comedians at your festival?
Yeah, we did. Didn't do it, but thought about it. Like most of the festival.
So this new festival might have like a comedy tent? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I didn't think of it until now, but you'd be great. Can you be your headliner?
No, I'm not going to do it. But that's what they have at these festivals. They have like a comedy tent.
Fuck that. Let's give you the main stage. You'll be floating on the water, glass see-through barge, Daniel Tosh.
I don't want any of this stuff.
Everybody's in the Wave Runner smiling.
Are you doing it on an island again?
We are, yeah. I got to complete the story.
An American island or no?
No, it's Caribbean, but I got to complete the narrative. Like, it's got to be back in a very similar location to the first one, and we just need to execute the dream of Fire 1.
You need a longer lead time.
We have a year now. It's going to be next February.
You should do it in... Why don't you do it on American soil?
Oh, that's so boring.
I know it's easy. Boring, but like Bonnaroo does it in a fucking whatever, shitty Tennessee, and Coachella's out in the desert. Like,
we want to challenge Daniel Tosh. We need content here. We need something to talk
why
about.
Why do you say my full name, Billy McFarland?
Because I revere you as my new business advisor.
Don't talk to your business advisor that way either.
Okay, Mr. Tosh.
Do you have a business advisor?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. He's not as good as you.
There's no scenario.
He doesn't give me his checkbook either, so... So he kind of sucks.
How much are tickets going to cost to this new Fire Festival?
Starting at $2,500 and...
Whoa. Starting at $2,500?
But we're focused on the $1 million ticket, Daniel Tosh.
A million? There's
a million dollar ticket?
There's how many $1 million tickets are there?
We'll probably sell like 20 or 30 if we can.
And what do you get with $1 million ticket?
So you were partnering with this incredible new like condo tower in Miami. So they'll have like 1 month a year in this crazy like firehouse there. And they get to do all the cool shit with me at Fire. They might die. We're going to try to, you know, push the boundaries and do tricks in the planes and jump out of helicopters and go free diving and do all this fun stuff.
$2,500. What is $2,500? Does that get you a plane ticket?
You'll go there on a boat.
From where?
From Miami.
From Miami, you can get there by boat. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So how long is this boat ride?
Like 3 hours.
3 hours. All right. So this is going to be in the Bahamas or is it going to be a key or is it?
It's somewhere in the Caribbean. Can't say where yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, who owns it? Because Bahamas, we need a passport. Do we need a passport for this one?
You need a passport, yes.
Oh, all right.
All right. So we need I'm working on that too, guys.
3 hours. We need a passport.
Government, please give it back. I'm innocent. I'm
just kidding. You don't have a passport?
Not yet.
Okay. So you won't be able to go to your own festival.
There is a chance you guys don't give my passport back. No, I think I'll have it back soon. We're working on it diligently.
I mean, it's pretty easy to leave the country without a passport. I'm not doing that. Getting back in.
They would be
tricky.
So happy. They would do it. They would throw a celebration probably. You don't worry about his dumbass.
How many days is the festival?
3 days, like 3 day weekend.
Is it going to be two weekends or just one off?
Just one.
Just one weekend.
Tried two weekends last year. Didn't work. I mean, didn't get through the first day. So let's stick to one weekend.
How excited were people that were on the second weekend that they didn't actually do it.
The problem was they weren't there to tell their friends they were there. I think that was kind of the value you got from the first one.
In hindsight now, do you think those people are happy that they went, that they were a part of it, or do they feel silly?
I hear a story every like week or two of someone who had just had a crazy experience at the first Fire Festival. I was invited to two weddings, people.
Two weddings?
Yeah.
Huh.
Kind of cool, right?
No, it's not.
How is that not cool?
Because that marriage will not work.
Why not?
Those people make dumb decisions.
They seem like good people.
Oh, I don't believe them. No. Food. How's the food situation be taken care of?
Oh, I don't know. So We're going to leave that one for the last minute. The shrimp from Costco is pretty good.
We're not doing Costco shrimp, Billy. Food is important.
I'm trying to undersell it this time, okay? Let me do that.
Okay, but there will be food?
Maybe.
Will it be included?
Yeah, the food's included.
Okay.
We have a festival partner who, like, surprisingly does this stuff for a living. So I'm here to talk shit and provide the wave runners, and they're going to actually make this work.
Okay. But, yeah. All right.
If I don't convince you to headline, they're going to fire me.
Okay.
I think comedians would be great. I'll go pitch them on it after.
You should. No, you know.
Please,
no.
Daniel.
I mean, I'll give you a list
you
of
you and
comics.
Kanye.
I'll give you a... I could think of some comics.
You can, like,
that
use a thing where you're knocking each other with, like, the inflatables to see who falls off the stage first.
No, well, okay. Some of your ideas are off.
How much do you have to write you a check for to perform at the Fyre Festival too?
I would need... It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Like $500,000.
Damn.
And I still would say no.
Yeah.
I don't have fuck you money, but yeah. I have no thank you money.
That's pretty close.
People have asked me all the time, like, oh, would you do this private event? And I'm like, no, it's not worth it. Yeah. It's not worth knowing that the event could be bad.
Yeah.
I need a nice theater. Like, even when I could perform in larger venues, like arenas or things like that, I chose not to. I'd rather make less money and be in a beautiful old theater where everything sounds right, that people are seated the right way, as opposed to a hockey arena that's been converted so I can fucking get the most money. That's how I've always kind of approached stand-up comedy. I didn't like comedy clubs either. The lowest end, I didn't like that either because people are fucking sitting in the front row eating nachos and like, who's this? I don't like jalapenos. So it was a middle ground for me. I wanted to get successful enough to get out of comedy clubs. The other good thing about not playing the biggest venues in the world.
Like Fyre too.
Right. Is that when you fall off, you don't notice the fall off near as much.
Understood.
It's nice. Understood. It's like, oh, I don't have to go back to smaller things. It's like, no, I kind of just.
Nothing will compare to Fyre too, right? It's like, you don't want to hit the peak and just have to go downhill. I understand.
How many tickets have to be sold for this to be considered a success?
Couple thousand.
That's it?
Yeah.
How are you going to get big? You can't get Kanye with a couple thousand tickets.
I never said we have Kanye. I said I want Kanye.
No, I understood what you said. But he's not coming for a couple thousand people.
I don't know. Probably not.
I mean, maybe. A few more wrong turns.
Yeah, you never know.
All these artists are going to ask for their money up front.
Probably. So thank God for the partners. And Dan Natash.
I'm not a partner. Jesus.
You're the backer. It's different. Do you surf or is it just?
I do surf.
Really?
You know, people always ask me about this board. They're like, oh, it's painted black. But it's carbon fiber. It's a single fin. Don't touch the board. You can touch it. Just don't leave fingerprints on it. Yeah, but like these are pressure marks from, I actually wrote it. Yeah. I used to write it a bunch.
What is it? 5'6", 5'8"?
No, it's probably 6'2".
Oh.
How tall are you?
6'2".
6'2".
I should recognize one when I see one. I guess not.
What's your wingspan?
I have no idea. My arms are pretty long though.
Are they?
Yeah.
Did you play any sports growing up?
A little bit. It wasn't very good.
What'd you enjoy playing?
Football and jiu-jitsu.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What do you watch now? Do you watch all the UFC stuff?
I watch UFC and a big Jets fan, unfortunately.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it sucks.
That was a rough year.
Yeah. It's been a rough life. Torture.
Do you go to Jets games?
I went to the first game this year. Aaron Rodgers carried the flag out. I've never heard 70,000 drunk people so happy. And then when he gets hurt, like 2 minutes into the game, the entire stadium just gets depressed at the same time. It's like a collective, like, oh, fuck our lives.
Did people blame you?
Oh, for sure. They put me up on the Jumbotron and said, this guy fucked the turf up.
Fucking Fyre Festival guys here. Yeah. Everybody's
ruined
like,
everything.
No!
Security carried me out. They're throwing popcorn at me.
Oh, that's tough.
My fault, yeah.
How many years in your 30s do you think will be spent in jail?
I really hope not. Do you think I'm going to go back?
No.
I really know. I'm not.
I don't think so.
Yeah, but that'd be super fucked up.
The odds of you going back to jail are greater than if you were like me, where you would just stay so far away from everything that got you there the first time. Mm-hmm. The fact that you're embracing it and diving back into that world, that would terrify me.
I think what's scary is like it's an opportunity for someone, right? Like if they get me, if someone like gets me in trouble, like they get rewarded for that, and that's like that freaks me out.
Oh,
yeah. So it's like a
bounty on your head.
It's like a come up for someone's career. So that's kind of scary.
Was it worth it?
No. No, I hurt a lot of people. It's not cool.
No.
I'll pay them back though.
the people of the Bahamas, mm-hmm. how many of those still need to be paid back?
So we owe like 200,000 back to them. And that will be paid soon. So we're working on that right now.
And how many years, when was the Fire Festival supposed to happen?
2017.
Okay.
So we spent around like $4 million on local employees there, and like 200K is still owed. So
200K.
Yeah.
I feel like we can get that 200K back to them.
But let's do it right now. Let's write the check.
Oh, I don't want to pay 200K.
You'll help. It's like 190 people.
It's 190 people that need to get paid?
Yeah, they're like the average is just over $1,000.
Is that with interest, the 200K?
No, it's not. It's like what they're owed, so.
All right, we need to
get 300. Just write out to Billy McFarland and we can make sure it gets to the right sources. I'm kidding. Don't do that.
I'm not writing a check to you.
And we don't know what to do with the check.
You don't know what to do with the check?
No.
I bet you do.
Add a zero.
Add a zero. Billy. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Daniel.
I appreciate it. Good luck with Fire Festival 2. Yeah. I can't wait to watch that documentary. And all the best.
Honored to be in the same chair as Dr. Finke. So thank you, Daniel.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like the full season of FX's epic limited series Shogun. Oh, I love that one. Set in feudal Japan, Shogun tells the story of one warrior in the fight of his life as a mysterious European ship arrives in Japan. Catch FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss. The Veil is a globe-trotting game of truth and lies between two women with thousands of lives hanging in the balance. And crime fans, don't miss the all-new series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Carl, what'd you think of Billy? Seems like that time away did him really, really good. Seems like he's on the path of the straight and narrow. Full disclosure for you people at home that are wondering, yes, I have bought me and my family those $1 million tickets to Fire Festival 2. Would you like to come to Fire Festival? It's in the Bahamas. They got to do a little paperwork to get dogs in. Unless we, you know, Fire Festival 2. There's no way that's not a success. I encourage all my listeners to attend Fire Festival 2. All right. Oh, hey, Carl, I know why your head's down right now. You don't want me to tell it, but I'm going to tell it. The other day, my son and I were in the pool, and my daughter was running around the deck without any without a diaper on. She's, you know, she's young, she's one, but she was naked. And then my son and I were watching her. You know, gotta watch her close because she doesn't back into things. She just goes straight off, and it's like, all right, and now you're dead. So you have to watch, and you have to be prepared to sprint. Anyway, she's walking around, and she stops, and we're like, and she just stares at me, just looks right in my eyes, like just beautiful blue eyes, just stares at me, and just shits, just a huge shit, one big solid long turd, and I'm like, oh my goodness, and my son is like, ah. And then I go, well, now it's really a poop deck. Oh, the both of us chuckled for so long. Anyway, then we scream, right? Carl, we scream. We say, Mom, get a poop bag. Our daughter just crapped on the deck. And then she goes, she turns around and runs inside. She's laughing a little bit. And then I look at my son, and my son goes, oh, no, Dad. And I go, what? And the poop is gone.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I go, what? And my son goes, I can't get it out of my head. Carl just came up and ate it. Carl, admit it. You ate my daughter's poop. A whole turd in one bite. Just walked up, snatched it, and walked away.
Wow.
But that how? I mean, what do you do? I remove his teeth? I don't know what to do. I brushed him. I wiped his mouth down a little bit, but it was fine. His breath smelled fine. Guy, I don't even think he chewed it. Just devoured a turd.
Inhaled it.
I got to live with that for the rest of my life. My son was traumatized. He just kept saying, I can't stop thinking about it. Oh, anyway, speaking of that, boyswearpink.com. Check out our charitable clothing line. For toddlers, the goat coming out on Prime. That'll be a lot of fun. Got a lot of tour dates coming up throughout the Midwest, Vegas, NorCal. Oh, it's going to be good times. Now it's time for my son's bedtime story. See you next week, guys.
Okay. Once upon a time, there was a solar city called Malibu. And in Malibu, there was an old place, and the old place was old clothes. And everything was old, even the place. There's an old plot, there were skeletons until they listened, a boy named. And this boy named had him yayas. And he waited someone, and he didn't know about his dragon one until he was a baby. And he was a big brother, and he had a baby sister. That's the end!
That's a good story.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time! Like the full season of FX's epic limited series Shogun. Oh, I love that one. FX's new international spy thriller The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss. And don't miss the all-new crime series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events and starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.